And this is Pedro Reyes. I'm right here on Setting the Standard, KPFA 94.1 FM. And right now on the line, we have N1, who's going to be telling us a little bit about what he does and the music that he's going to be getting ready to put out there. So welcome to the show. How you doing?
Oh, good. How you doing tonight, man?
doing good,
morning,
man.
Actually.
yeah, doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, man, good, man. Feeling good, you know what I'm saying? Feeling good. All is well. Yeah, so, basically, on July 29th, you know what I'm saying, my boy Equipto's record label, Solidarity Records, is having a CD and vinyl release party. And so it's not just about me. It's you know what I mean? It's like we're going to talk a little bit and, you know what I'm saying, give an overview of the show. We got Z-Man. We got Solid City. We got Sinestro, Enigma, and myself. And there'll be some other special guests as well. So that's what's happening. We all have new material coming out on Solidarity. And this is basically a show to, you know what I mean, to get the music out there.
Word, most definitely, man. And so tell us a little bit about yourself. When did you get started doing hip-hop and, you know, and focusing on rhyming?
Indeed, yeah. You know what I'm saying? My inspiration to the music came at around the age of 9, you know. Started writing lyrics and, you know what I'm saying, it was back in the day of hearing, like, you know, UTFO and, you know what I'm saying, like, way back in the day, you know, Chila Rock, Kumo D, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, I used to listen to all these old schoolers and all this type of thing, you know what I'm saying, Just Ice, Mantronics, what have you, and, you know, I took a trip to Houston. My father's side is out there, and it was actually out there that I started writing, you know, and, you know what I'm saying, and, yeah, I was about 9 years old, so ever since then, you know, been a lyricist, but even in school, you know, it's just like a talent that's with me, though, because, like, you know, I get, like, creative writing awards while I was growing up in school. So, you know what I mean? It's always something that's been with me even before I was, you know, writing lyrics. Just, you know what I'm saying, the creative aspect of the write. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So my album, 13th Disciple, this is, like, my first solo album of sorts, produced by J. Def. John Mason, and he produced the whole album. He's the only producer that I work with for the album, and a lot of versatile, you know what I'm saying, beats and everything. You know what I mean? It's good. It's a well-rounded album, you know, so.
Yeah. Right on. And, you know, it takes a lot to put an album together, for sure, and a lot of years go into that. Tell us, you know, how long did this project take you, and, you know, what are other projects you've been also working on at the same time?
Indeed. Well, you know, let's see. It didn't take me very long to finish the album. John gave me a CD of like 20 instrumentals, and literally 3-4 days later, I had written to all of them, and we began the process of recording them. So, you know, I was done like more than a year ago, you know what I'm saying? But, like, the process of the time it took for what needed to be done, and, you know what I'm saying, sometimes it just, you know, time it takes is the time it takes, you know what I mean? And, yeah, so, you know what I mean? Now, so far as the song reflecting experiences that I've had over the past, 10, 15, 20 years, you know, it definitely has songs that reflect, you know, my experience so far as, you know, life and family, and, you know, had a few, challenges with family, you know what I'm saying, my sister, drug problems and in and out of jail, and, and having to play the role of a uncle/father figure for my nephew, whose father passed away when he was, you know, graduating, grammar school around that time, you know what I'm saying, and so, just basic challenges. Another song called Benchmarks and Bottom Lines, the second verse gets to talking about, you know, like challenges of life and, learning about yourself, you know, getting the right sense of self, you know, getting a direction in life, you know what I'm saying, setting new, you know, benchmarks and bottom lines as to, you know what I'm saying, what needs to get done and getting things done, you know.
Most definitely, man. And, you know, it's definitely something that we have to look out for, you know, in that sense of consciousness, especially what we put out on the airwaves, you know. So it's really cool that you're mentioning these topics, because a lot of parents deal with this issue as well. A lot of families, you know, and most definitely it's important to bring that consciousness to the folks out there who probably might go through this experience but don't know it yet, you know.
Right, right. Indeed, indeed. And you know what I'm saying? There are, you know, we have some representations of, like, conscious, music. I mean, I don't like to categorize too much, you see what I'm saying? Because, you know, what is conscious? You know, there's all types of different levels of what is conscious. But, of course, you know a difference between, like, violent music, you know, music that's, you know, encouraging violence, or something that's talking about violent situations, you know, two different things, you know what I mean? But, it's good to have, representation, you know, from the bay of, you know, strong elements of, you know, spiritual consciousness in the music, you know what I'm saying? You don't see that too much, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's an element I like to, you know, that's definitely an aspect of my lane. I wouldn't say it's my whole lane, you know what I'm saying? And I don't really believe in lanes, but, you know, for what it's worth, for understanding what I'm getting at, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, what kind of projects are you looking forward to getting into, you know, in that sense of developing your career? And what do you do besides music during the day?
Well, you know, I am one who spends a lot of time studying into, like, I guess you could call it metaphysics, you know, spiritual sciences, ancient Egyptian spirituality. You know, I hate to sound cliche or, you know, trendy or anything like that. But this is my studies have been for over the past 20 years, and with an organization that's very disciplined and very, you know, real about it, and everything like that. But that's in my personal life, you know what I'm saying? I'm not necessarily, you know what I mean, trying to, like, share that with everyone per se. But since you asked, you know what I'm saying, this is what I do. A lot of self-discipline, you know, it's like a martial arts, you know what I'm saying, acting above lower levels of energies that we all have. I'm talking about the animalistic stuff, you know what I'm saying, we all have that lower level part of our being that, you know what I'm saying, that has to be properly managed, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, sensuality, emotionalism, all this kind of stuff. A lot of people suffer from mental health issues because they don't have that type of stuff under control, you know what I'm saying? And drugs and all that kind of thing where, you know what I mean, whatever's going on, alcoholism, all that kind of stuff. And so it's important that, you know, people have, you know, knowledge of self, and I feel that's important. So I've implemented that in my life, like, over the past 20 years, you know, meditation and, you know what I'm saying, periodic fasting and, you know, all that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Just to bring the energy levels higher. You know what I'm saying? You know, one is really health conscious, you know, exercise like 3 or 4 days out the week. You know, I get my exercise in, you know, and, you know, and just, you know, it's just maintenance stuff, you know, it's all basic stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And then, like in that sense of working with the community, what do you do out there in the community?
Well, you know what I'm saying? I'm a family man. So, you know, my daughter just turned 18, like, in June. You know what I'm saying? I have some activity in the community. You know, I've done a couple of lectures, so to speak, on ancient Egyptian spirituality and how it may relate to, you know, hip-hop, and how the principles of it can be applied in the culture. You know what I'm saying? I've done a couple of lectures like that with Zulu Nation within the past few months. And, you know, but my music is really my contribution to the community. You know what I'm saying? That's real.
For sure. And, you know, much respect to the Zulu Nation, for sure, keeping it going. You know,
absolutely.
And bringing that awareness and consciousness of, you know, the ancestors as well, you know? So, you know, where's the event going to be taking place? And, you know, when is the, where can folks get the actual music?
Okay, so at the event, which will be July 29th, Elbow Room, Valencia, between 17th and 18th, you know, in the city. It's going to be a dynamite show. I will have, I'll have CDs available at the show. I don't know if everyone will. I'm not sure. But I would hope everyone does. I can definitely part that I'll have, you know, CDs available, you know what I'm saying, at the actual event. So, yeah, the music will be there.
Right on. And who else is going to be performing with you?
Okay, so we got Z-Man. We got Solid City. That's Roman Darava. You know what I'm saying? It's like these two cats are like, you know, representing like Lakeview and Fillmore, you know what I'm saying? Areas of the city like come together, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's a good album. I've heard most of the songs, not all the songs. I've heard most of them. It's sounding pretty good. You know what I mean? I'm enjoying it. You know what I mean? It's dope. And Sinestro Enigma, I've never met him. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So I just look forward. That's another person who's going to be performing at the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure he's going to be dope. Because, you know, anything coming from Solidarity be like that, you know what I'm saying? So.
And once again, that's Solidarity Records putting out your album?
Indeed.
Word. Well, congratulations, man, most definitely, you know, and keep up the good work out there and doing music and staying focused. What would you say to the youth out there, you know, that might not really grasp that they're musicians or that they could be hip-hop artists or, you know, involved in other arts in their community as well?
I would say to youth to follow your hearts, you know what I'm saying? Stay out of trouble is just a basic principle. And, you know, follow your hearts, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? And do what you do, you know what I'm saying? Everything comes from, if it's real, it's coming from an inspiration, so you couldn't help but to do that anyway. That's, you know, the youth know already, you know, the youth, are inspired and driven. I see the youth as, you know, the ancestors returning. I mean, I see life as a big circle, from how I see it, you know what I mean? And, you know, yeah, you know, there's the next generation, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, stay inspired, you know, keep it balanced, you know what I'm saying? Breathe, you know what I mean? Don't just be all off in these video games and all this type of stuff, you know what I'm saying, all the time, and too much overstimulation, you know what I'm saying? You know, get with the books, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, stay out of trouble, you know what I'm saying?
Much respect, and definitely we all learn from all mistakes of life, and then at the same time, even those mistakes that are not mistakes, we still learn from them as well.
So, that's true. So, you know, I wanted to say, too, you know, in terms of availability, the songs, the album will be up on iTunes, you know what I'm saying, sometime within August, within the first or second week of August, you know what I'm saying, but immediately I should have copies available. We'll have copies available at the show on the 29th.
And we're going to be giving away some tickets to that? Is that cool or what?
Yeah, That's cool. Yeah, it should also be available for free download. I should mention that, too. It'll be available for free download as well, you know what I'm saying, Bandcamp. And, you know what I'm saying, we want to get the music out and just get it circulating, you know what I'm saying, people listening so they can enjoy it, you know.
And once again, we are talking with N1, and so it's cool if we give away a pair of tickets, maybe two?
Yeah, that's fine. No problem. That's all good.
All right. So if you want to call us up at 510-848-4425, again, that number is 510-848-4425. And can you tell them when the show's going to be again?
Okay, so the show is going to be July the 29th. That's a Tuesday night at Elbow Room. That's on Valencia between 17th and 18th. Come on out, Solidarity Records, you know what I'm saying, Z-Man, Solid City, Sinestro Enigma, myself, Nim1, hosted by Equipto. There'll be some more special guests as well. Come on out. It's going to be a hardcore show. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, don't miss this one.
It's definitely...
Hold on. I can't forget. You know, DJ's Troubleman and Pause as well are going to be there. You know what I'm saying? On the ones and twos, you know, DJ's Troubleman and Pause.
Well, definitely sounds like a good hip-hop show to go check out and on a Tuesday night, you know. So, again, if you want to go check it out, it's happening July 29th. And that's what time? 8 o'clock?
Oh, the doors, I believe, open at like 9, I believe. Yeah.
All right. So then there you go. You can call us up, 510-848-4425.
It's $5 at the door. Make sure they know that, you know what I'm saying, for those, you know what I'm saying, coming in general. $5 at the door. It's going to be 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., you know what I'm saying? Doors open at 9.
All right. Well, once again, that's 510-848-4425. Right here, you can get two pairs of tickets, and you go in and check it out. So, again, that's 510-848-4425. We want to say thank you to you, Nim1, for being with us right here on Setting the Standard, KPFA 94.1. We're going to go out with one of your songs right here. So, again, thank you for letting us listen to and be able to, share this music with the folks out here that are listening on KPFA 94.1.
All good. Thank you, brother.
Right on. Well, once again, this is Pedro Reyes. We'll be right back after this quick music break. We're going to go out with some Nim1 and some of his new stuff. So be aware it's coming out, and it's going to be going down July 29th, Tuesday at 9 p.m. at the Elbow Room in San Francisco. Peace.
Peace.